Beloved, when we are captured by the fact that the Lord loves us, when we are captured by the fact that the Lord has dedicated and sanctified himself to do everything that is possible in his behalf to make us prepared and ready for when he comes for us, what's my response? Do I respond with faithfulness? Do I respond with a sense of, Lord, help me to love you more. Help me to revel and to rest in your love. Oh, the Apostle Paul made it very clear. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. He tells us that, oh, we might be able to plumb the depths and to know the love of Christ that is passeth knowledge. It's an interesting paradox there. How can you know something that's unknowable? But that's what it is. It's a wonderful way that the Lord has set himself for us and that we are now being prepared for him. And the simple reality for us is that we need to just appreciate such a love, appreciate such a calling, and with his help to just be true and faithful to him. No compromise. No compromise. He is desiring that we be holy and without blemish, without spot. He doesn't want us to be defiled by so much things that are contrary to his nature and to his character. We know in a marriage, one of the things the enemy uses is he brings distractions so that a husband or a wife might wander. And that's why the Apostle Paul used such strong words, a godly jealousy. Jealousy is not a bad thing. Envy is a bad thing. Jealousy means that I have so much love and so much a care and so much desire towards what the object of that love is that I want anything to come in and corrupt it or defile it. The Lord's love is set on us. We are being prepared for him. And the desire of your heart and the desire of my heart should be, Lord, let me receive your love. Let me live in the good of your love. Let me walk in that love. Let me enjoy that love and help me to not bring anything in that will defile or corrupt. Anything that's contrary to your character. Anything that's contrary to your nature. Because I want to be in that place when you come yourself, that I am ready, I am prepared, I am ready to enter those precincts of joy where the voice of the bride and the voice of the bridegroom are alive with joy and gladness because they're able to be forever together. That's our destiny. That's our hope. That's what we look forward to. May the Lord stir my heart and your heart by the reminder of the love of Christ, by his sacrificial love, by his sanctifying love, by his love that is purpose, that he is going to draw us and bring us to himself, be the thing that is a catalyst for us to desire to appreciate his shepherd care, to appreciate his teaching, to appreciate his headship, to appreciate his son as son over God's house. This is the desire of his heart. This is the desire of our hearts as we bring this exercise and bring this conference to a close, that we not only enjoy what the Lord Jesus Christ is for us in benefit, but the Lord is desiring that there might be something for himself from our lives, that we are for himself, for him. Let's pray.